So this talk is a bit of an overview of all those forecasting exercise. My co-authors are Jim Doyle, who provide the targeting product, Rich Holder, ran the Carpal Collins TC, Housing, Carpal Collins TC, Jim Cummings, provided the ENCODE 3D VAR simulation, motion simulation. Jerry Schmidt, microphysics upgrade to reduce the upper cloud bias to help the carpal model to improve the radiated forcing for the ocean. And Xiaoping and John Moskaitis help with the analysis of the forecast. And Jim Cummings and I also collaborated rating with Peter Black on the AFSBT simulation impact study. And we would like to thank Ron Farrick and Daniel Vittorio for providing support for us to participate in the ITOP and also the DoD High Performance Computing for providing the computing resource to our colleagues. So there are four products. The first one is the real-time forecast of the TC Genesis with the Collins Invest. This is a fixed domain, 27.9 kilometer, two-way air sea, carpal Collins. The second and the third products are the carpal and non-carpal Collins TC, using a triple nested grid down to 5 kilometer, that automatic move with the tropical cyclone. The differences between the INVAS and the Collins TC product is INVAS is run continuously with the data simulation both in the atmosphere and the ocean. And for the TC intensification forecast, that's only run when there's a typhoon warning message issued by the JTWC. So the reason is that we want to explore strategy for future real-time implementation of the carpal Collins system. So ideally, we want to run not a multiple configuration. We want to be able to run one model configuration for the carpal model to provide genesis and the intensity forecast. And the last product is the Collins TC atmospheric A-joint model coupled with the simple ocean mix layer. The purpose of this product is to assist in determining where target observation should be employed in both the atmosphere and the ocean. And if I have time, and I will briefly show some preliminary results of the high-resolution air, ocean, and wave carpal simulation of the typhoon canopy. And more of this result will be also shown in the next two talks by Xiaoping Wei and Rick Auer. And this slide shows the overall carpal system that's being currently used for a lot of our reforecast of the ITOP cases. The system is around the 12 flowering update cycle. And it consists of about 8 different components. So it's a complicated modeling system. So the system is very complete. That contains data simulation, both in the atmosphere and the ocean. They are all 3D bar system. And the forecasting components is fully coupled with the wave model, SLUM, and NCOM. And Rick will have a more detailed description of the detail of the coupling during his talk. So we run this system continuously every 12 hours and up to 5 days to provide the forecast. And for the atmospheric model, we're using the NOGAPS or the GFS as a lateral boundary condition. And for the ocean models, we're using the global NCOM. And for the ITOP experiments, we're using OGFS. The reason is that the GFS has a much earlier data availability than NOGAPS. Okay, this slide shows the more detailed description of the Cohen's data acceleration in the physics. For the atmosphere analysis, it contains a complex data quality control. NavDAS simulate UV, TQ, and the total crystal water. In addition, that a TC relocation and synthetic observation were used to improve the initial TC location and the intensity for Cohen's. And the hydrostatic constraint is used on the analysis increment. For the ocean analysis, it's the ENCODA provide a simulation of the ocean temperature salinity, sea surface high currents, and SST, sea ice, the significant wave height. It also has a very complex data quality control. For the 3DVAR system, we are using a direct estimation on the income model CMOC grid. There's a right now two options to apply the ocean increments. For the ITOP real-time run, we're using the update increments option. And for the reanalysis, we are testing the realization increments to reduce the initial shock to the ocean model. The physics in the atmospheric model the model is non-hydrostatic. That means that you can go down to a very fine scale, down to like a kilometer scale. And the PVL option is the 2.5 TKE closure Mount Yamada. The surface steam is the Decorus 3.0 over the ocean, and the overland is the Louis steam. The explicit moist physics provides the cloud, predicts the cloud, rain, snow, ice, and gravel, and the number concentration for all the species. In addition to that, we also use the thermodynamics upgrade for the ITOP couple run. The deep and shallow convection scheme is based on the Cambridge. And there's a work right now by Rich Holder to implement the new agricultural scheme that's using the NOAA model. And the coupled system using the advanced Fourier radiation, which is the fourth string radiation scheme, the coupled Cohen's is still using the operational Hodge-Tovar radiation. For the wind weight, the airway coupling, we're using the wing and the wave age dependent parameterizations. For the air and ocean coupling, we pass through the fluxes and the wind stress. The ENCOM model physics, ENCOM is a high hydrostatic model, and it's incompressible free surface. So basically, the numerics and physics is similar to POM. And ENCOM has a hybrid vertical coordinate system. The mixing scheme is Mount Yamada, 2 or 2.5 closure. The bottom drag is a quadratic bottom drag, and the ENCOM also has the depth tide and reinforcing. For the current wave coupling, right now, the Paul Martin has implemented the wave radiation stress reaction by stove strips and the lamina mixing increase the bottom drag in shallow water due to the wave motion. This slide shows the model configuration and the coverage area for the couple Cohen's TC and then the inverse run. For the inverse run, the atmospheric model is only two fixed domains. For the ENCOM, there is one 10 kilometer domain that covers a very large area, 50 CMYC level. For this runs, the node, we do not turn on the tide because we run the test about the ENCODA temperature simulation, which does not work well when the forecast model has tide right now. And the average cycle is every 12 hours. We run the 12 twice a day, from 6th of August to 1st of November, actually to 1st of November. and that cover nearly a 3 month period. Both the ocean model binary output and also the forcing field for the model, including the atmospheric wind, are available at the ITOP and Bari site. The atmospheric model output are archived at the NavOcean's HPC archiving facility. But they can be made available to anyone who's interested. For the COMS-TC, it's 4515 boundary resolution. The 515 and 5 are automatic following the TC movement. For the income and ANCOLA setup, it's the same setup as the Investron. The difference is that the atmospheric and the ocean model use the global GFS and the global income at the first forecast, the TC forecast time. Okay, this slide shows the statistic of the invest forecast. This is the COMS track of vortices that reach the tropical depression strength. So out of the 351 forecasts that encompass the 11 Westpac typhoons, with COMS predict 7 out of the 11 Genesis event, and the Genesis location are marked by the TCID number here. COMS missed the Genesis of the 4 typhoons, Lindor, which is located in the South China Sea. The INVEST places the Genesis further north. Canopy is the one, INVEST run has indication of the canopy, but it was not able to intensify the storm up to the tropical cyclone strength. 14 is a very short-lived storm, and the model didn't pick that up. Chaba is the storm that the model has some indication, but again, that did not intensify to up to the tropical storm strength. Okay, so this chart here shows that the verification of the TC Genesis. So basically, the rings represent the distance arrow in the 50 kilometer interval. And the color symbol that shows the lead time. So the average lead time is 2.5 days. And the quadrants kind of show you, combined with the distance arrow, you can see the, whether the model has a cross track of a long track direction arrow. So the average distance is there was about 185 kilometers. And the perfect forecast is this red star right in the middle of this chart. Okay, so I'm going to skip this slide. This is shows the overall statistics comparison with the uncoupled COMS TC in blue, uncoupled COMS TC in green, and the coupled INVEST in red. So basically, the two couple runs has a slightly better track than the uncoupled system. The intensity, however, both the couple model run has much weaker intensity, which has some implication on the whether the couple model should use the same physics suite as the uncoupled system. And this slide is just putting the track into the storm relative coordinate. So basically, this is the along track and the cross track arrow. And the O3 model shows the Cohen's prediction is too slow, and they have a large cross track bias to the right of the best track. Okay, and for the ocean verification, we can see that both the salinity and temperature when we run in the simulation mode, that the blue line shows the analysis, and the red line shows the model, Lumen square and the bias error, that the analysis scheme was able to kind of reduce the overall model error using the observation. Okay, this last two slides is Jim Doyle's work. He's using the A-joint to look at the sensitivity. So the sensitivity, the response function is the total, the kinetic energy. So he's looking at sensitivity for the oceanic layer depth. This is the case of Typhoon Maggie. And so basically you can see that the model has a lot of sensitivity when there's a shallow mixed layer depth. This is the similar figures for Typhoon Funapi, and largest sensitivity to the 6-hour ocean mixed layer depth occurred on the northeast flank of the Funapi during the early geomesis stage. Okay, so this is the last slide, since I'm running out of time. Just as kind of advertise for the re-forecasting we are doing right now for the ATOP cases. This is coupling with the wave model. But we haven't found that using the CBOS cases that the SWAN model has these biases. And we will go to work in collaboration with Roger, Eric Rogers. So we have reduced the significant wave height biases using improved the long wave dissipation and the wide cap and the wave breaking, and also the better wind source function from wind at all. So this is the Funapi forecast, and then this is the SST. So you can see a model produced a very fine structure of the wave. And the interesting thing is that from the movie, you can see the wave kind of expanded, the edge of the wave. And this simulation is using a slightly different physics than the topical MTC. So we were able to improve the intensity by including the sea spray, and also using a different mixing scheme. So our future plan, so we want to implement and test and another physics upgrade that's coming from the Capricorn TC, that's including the Klein-Wilhelmsen impulse mixing, and then reduce the gravel productions for the re-forecast of the ITOP cases. And we want to examine the coupling impact to large-scale environment and the influence TC track forecast by looking at those forecasts from the Investron. And so we would like to collaborate with the observation PI to conduct a couple high resolution co-STC simulation and to evaluate the impact of special ITOP ocean observation and the detailed atmosphere ocean wave model of spatial comparison. So we're hoping that we'll be using all this ITOP observation to help us understand the model, couple model errors, and help to improve the model biases. And for the Collins AGM model, Jim Doyle would like to gain a better understanding of how to interpret the couple AGM sensitivity. And he planned to do some simulation experiment to evaluate the impact of the observation between the drop zone and the satellite winds in the sensitive region, and to compare this to the impact of observation in the less sensitive area. And thus, we're hoping that by using the edge joint and combined with the couple coins simulation. So this slide kind of shows the things that I'm working with Jim Thomas right now. This is kind of a picture of from the NCODA system of the SST observations. So you can see that the NCODA also used the microwave data. So and the microwave test is that you have information about the SST, but still there's still a lot of gap. So So we're hoping that the data that's using the XBT's data for the ITAR cases that can help to improve the forecast. So we try to test it out in the fully coupled system, in addition to looking at the sensitivity out of Jim's H1 model, and then try to understand that the impact of the ocean, a better initial condition, how that impacts the atmosphere.